Columbia Workshop presents, as number 7 of 26 by Corwin, a soliloquy to balance the budget.
247, 376, 421, 545.
Tonight's program, for one voice only, being a measure of economy, by Norman Corwin, and being performed in relative privacy by House Jameson.
Those of you who've never heard this heathen sound, cock ear. It's a machine that adds and multiplies faster than rabbits, throws honest Greeks like Euclid out of work, usurps the pen, states dogmas endlessly, and like a rash, importunate young man, jumps to conclusion. Heap 10.7 fies upon its spinning innards for being so exact. Efficiency can be disgusting when it's cold and to an evil end, as in a hostile conquering army which always guesses right while perpetrating wrong. That's what is foul in this machine. Success at every turn. Each time a problem's put to it, it clicks. Ah, well, let us compute the cost of workshop on the air. 9 moods at 50. 4 jokes at 70 apiece. 12 gags marked down to 35 because they only half came off. 2 streams of consciousness. 5 rays of hope. Faith, charity, the virtues, other miscellany. So much for script. Music. Heard melodies. And those unheard. A first-class dissonance, 400 tremolandos, slightly used, night music, impending doom, 9 segues, fresh laid vengeance, moon glow, 2 gross imitation Wagner, and sundry others. Now let's see the bill. Uh-oh, too much. Too much, too much. For a week, we must economize. Tonight, fiddles of one string. Whole notes must be reduced to eighth notes. Cut down on corn. And as for double entendre, make it single. Now are you satisfied, you slinking and reptilian machine so coiled around with numbers, so snaky in your movements as befit? An adder. All right. There's one of our soliloquies done with. We will proceed now on a different note. That was the different note.